Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about a device that's going to help you a lot if you have aggressive dogs or barking dogs on your pool route. So I did a podcast about 3 or 4 months ago about dogs on your pool route, and someone had commented that they use a device called the Dog Dazer 2 on their route. So I thought I'd pick it up and try it for a few months to make sure that it was effective, and B, that I can recommend it. So I've been testing it out on my route for the last 3 or 4 months, and I gotta tell you, it's a game changer out there with the dogs that can be aggressive. And if you do this for a living, you know that no matter what you do, if you have an account, let's say they get a dog after the fact, or they have dogs that could be aggressive but seem friendly enough, there's just no way to know, or they could have the dog inside the house or in a separate area, and someone will open the door and let the dog out, and it'll come out into the backyard, or the customer is supposed to have the dogs put away and they're out there in the back, you don't know. So there's many situations you can run into where this device would come in handy. And I do have a standing rule not to take accounts with really aggressive dogs on there, but you never really know. I have dogs that bark a lot, will nip at you. I have, in the video that I filmed, I have a boxer that, I don't know what's wrong with it, every time I go back there, it tries to charge at me. And then when I yell at it or something, it'll go away. So I just use Dog Dazer on this dog because I don't know if it's going to actually turn one day on me or not. It's really effective. So what the Dog Dazer 2 is an ultrasonic sound that only the dogs can hear. Now, if the dog, of course, is deaf, they can't hear the sound. Or if they're older, they can't hear it as well. But it just really stops dogs in this track. In the video, there was two small dogs that... medium-sized dogs that were out in the back. I didn't know about it, and I used the Dog Dazer 2 to get out of the yard safely. I'm sure the dogs wouldn't have done anything but nip at my ankles or try to bite me, but it's better safe than sorry. And same with the boxer, and I use it for other dogs that are barking at me constantly, and it really stops dogs that are barking right away. I have a little chihuahua on my route that I use it on. It just constantly barks nonstop while I'm back there. And I get back there and I hit the button and it just runs inside the house. So it's highly effective. It's better than carrying anything like mace back there or hitting the dog with your pole, which is definitely a no-no. I know there's a lot of dogs that don't like my pool pole, and I'm guessing that they've been hit before by poles. I know that if you take them to kennel, sometimes they'll use a pole to keep the dogs away. So, they seem not to like pool poles, and they don't like hats. I don't know why, but when I have my straw hat on, the dogs seem not to like it. Those are the two triggers for the dogs, I think. So you never know. There was I had a dog that was a Doberman Pinscher, and it was super friendly to me. Never showed any aggression at all. But then the customer moved to another part of town, and for some reason the dog had a disconnect in its brain. And there was a lady that went to go pet it, and the dog just tore her face off. Basically, she had like 30 stitches, and I heard they had to put the dog down for that reason. And this is a dog that I go back there every week, and it wouldn't bother me. So you never know with a dog, even if it's not aggressive at that moment. The dog can be sick. I was bit once by a dog that knew me for years, for 5 or 6 years I would do the pool, and just one day it just took my hand in its mouth and started, gnawing at my hand pretty aggressively. And, I didn't know what was wrong with the dog, but it turned out later that it was really sick and it died a couple months later. So there could be a lot of different things would cause a dog to be aggressive besides just the fact that the dog is, known to be aggressive. So carry the Dog Dazer 2 back. It's like $30 or $25 on Amazon. You can find the link on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. If you go to Pool Products, scroll down to Dog Dazer 2, there's a link to order it on Amazon. And again, this thing is really effective. It comes with a 9-volt battery already included. You simply hit the button and, you can be 20 feet, 30 feet away from the dog. And right away you'll see the head kind of turn sideways. It'll stop barking. It'll stop being aggressive and it'll back away. And I found it works on just about every dog out there except the ones I can't hear. Unfortunately, I have a wiener dog on my route that's like 14 years old and it's highly irritating, but it's deaf, so the dog dazer doesn't work on it, unfortunately. But for any other dog, this thing will work effectively, and it's a safe way to keep the aggressive dogs from taking a chunk out of you and biting you and causing liability for the customer, and nobody wants that. And being bit by dogs is no fun. I have several dog bites to prove that. And, you know, whatever you can use safely, you know, I love the dogs on my route. I wouldn't do anything to hurt them. And this is just something that kind of confuses them. They don't like the sound of it, so they back away. And it's not going to cause any harm to the dog whatsoever. And I find it to be highly effective. So, you know, if you go in the backyards for a living, you never know what the dog's going to do. Definitely get the dog dazer too. It'll protect you out there and keep you safe out there on your route. I carry it with me on every account that I go back there with a dog just to be safe. So I did mention the website. If you're a homeowner looking for more resources, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of webpage links there with helpful tips for pool care. You can also get my ebook on the website for $9.99. It has hundreds of pages of helpful articles and 400 video links. You can watch a video that goes along with the article. And if you do service for a living, definitely check out the coaching program. You can get one-on-one help for as little as 33 cents a day. And there are a ton of great benefits and discounts for being part of the coaching group. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.